This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen representing the D, and Jennifer Horn is here representing the J, and Victoria Keelan is here representing the V. V for victory, J for joy. They help to carry me, I think, in a manner of speaking. I hope it's not carry in the weakest sense, but we prop each other up. We agree where we can. We point out our differences and explain why we don't necessarily agree with a position that somebody else may have. But boy, in terms of spending time, I learn more here listening to these two, and I read a lot of your comments as well and figure things out from different perspectives. And it's so wonderful to have the ability for us to just slog along and throw different things against the wall and see what sticks. In a manner of speaking, and that's kind of what this experiment has been going on for decades is all about. Me being on the air with friends and literal radio neighbors, so that we are sort of over the fence, you know, in a way. And with that in mind, I wanted to talk about something that's going to happen Thursday on this program for a minute, Jennifer, before we get into some of the issues. Mm-hmm. The connection that we have to Feeding America. When I told you about this, Victoria, you were all excited because you knew what Feeding America did.
Sure. They were, I've supported
all
them
about
in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how have you supported them? Just donating, or have you done some work with them?
Donating, and they've made appearances. They've sponsored certain events that I've been to. So, yeah, it's a great organization. I'm very happy that we're involved with them for this, especially.
We're going to participate with hundreds of radio stations on Thursday in what's being called Radio Cares, Feeding America, the Emergency Radioathon. It's going to be going on around the country all day tomorrow on, as I said, hundreds and hundreds of radio stations benefiting Feeding America. The reason that I signed on was because I believe I didn't know that much about Feeding America until I started digging around, Victoria. Jennifer, I don't know if you know them or not, or if you have worked, but I know your group, you do the morning show in L.A., and Salem owns the station you're on, and they're participating in this as well. This is the largest hunger relief organization in the country. Largest hunger relief organization in the United States of America. And this is why I signed on. Every single penny that is raised will go directly to Feeding America. There are 200 local food banks across the country that will get every penny that is donated by you and millions of other Americans tomorrow. Whatever you got, a nickel, dime, quarter, whatever it is. There are a lot of local food banks that are members of the Feeding America Network. They will be the beneficiaries of whatever it is that we raise along with all these other people. So you'll be able to visit. We'll have some things. I don't know if they're up on the website. I don't know. I haven't looked today. Things will have a button to just connect to a feed. You'll be able to go on and text feed to 95819. And make your donations that way, so you'll be able to make them a number of different ways. But we'll have stories through the day tomorrow. We're hoping to raise at least $100 million. And if you don't have money, they're also looking for food. You know, there are millions of pounds of food.
Oh, the food pantries are so... Food pantries around the country, and maybe this is even affecting directly to someone who's listening right now, but food pantries are, they're running out of supplies if they're not already out. And
look what's happening
at
grocery stores to all of us. They're running out of food.
Yeah.
We are running out of food in America. That's a scary thought when you consider what we have, what we've known. I said a number of years ago, if we continue on the path that we're on, never mind, we're not going to be the breadbasket of the world anymore. We're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And here it is staring us straight in the face because of the policies that have taken place, the huge agribusinesses putting the small farmers out of business, that kind of stuff. So we hope you'll join us during the day on Thursday and make a difference. I'm looking forward to this, actually. Much of our conversation will be talking about what's going on to make, you know, making America hunger-free is a great goal. There have been 60 million people impacted by the problems with not getting enough food as the coronavirus continues to be a problem in our country and around the world. But this is specifically for our country. There'll be a donate button on the DJV website. And as I said, you'll be able to text to support in, call in. So this is a very good effort, and I'm happy and proud to be a part of it. So that's going to be on Thursday. Meanwhile, there are other things that are going on. I found something. This is a great idea, and I wonder what you ladies think about it and how, whether it's being done elsewhere. I know in my own local community, I'm connected to what I call, Jennifer, the real conservatives, the people who are out trying to protect the environment, to save things like the food. I mean, we waste so much food. Why aren't we conserving the food to help people? We have stupid laws on the books that make no sense whatsoever. How these get passed is beyond me, other than people who are axe grinders get elected. You see, we've gotten into an age where people like, California is a perfect example. The kinds of people that get elected to office are the axe grinders, the people that make a lot of noise, and people don't pay enough attention to who it is that's running for office, what they're doing while they're in office. And so there are lots of stupid things like the rules against feeding the homeless with extra food that's left over from restaurants. And so we've got that kind of stuff going on. But then there are other groups that are working, picking up litter. I've just started a thing on my farm site, eastleyfarm.com, for those of you who want to see what's going on my farm. We're going to have about 400 or 500 members locally here in town that have started a Facebook group, actually, that is helping to pick up litter in the 3 or 4 towns around where I am here. It's a certain, you know, in this era of social distancing, this is a way for somebody to go out and get a little exercise, collect the stuff that's trash all over the place. There's trash everywhere. We all know it. We all see it. In some places you see people from jails go out and clean up the highways, that sort of thing. Well, what I'm going to do to encourage this local group to encourage people to do this, take a picture of yourself and come to the farm, and you get a buck off your ice cream. At least that's the least I can do to encourage people to do this sort of thing. But I give you the information because I think that this is a time when we need to be conserving. We need to conserve our resources. We need to conserve our food. We need to conserve our money. We need to be conserving all kinds of things. And as I said,
I think it's also a good message in personal responsibility.
I do.
What you can do in your part. And that we need to remember after we've been kind of sheltered at home with the government telling us not to go anywhere.
Yeah, right. And how are we doing, you know, what's the intelligent thing? How's the way to handle all of this stuff. So, at any rate, we have the credit companies, the banks, credit card issuers, that sort of thing, who are sending out warnings. Well, in some cases, no warnings at all.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in a moment as we continue here on today's DJV program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra-pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
They're in a devastating situation. They need food.
It just breaks your heart. We want to do more.
Join us in the fight against hunger on Thursday, April 30th, as Feeding America team up to provide food to those most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
In this crisis, the demand is great.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of the virus. So on Thursday, we're going to join radio stations and hosts across the country to help provide needed food. Listen Thursday and visit DJVShow.com to learn how you can help feed America.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this situation that we're being presented with, I don't know whether you should have expected this. I've had credit card companies issue me more credit as a result of what's going on. A couple of them have done that, but that seems to be the opposite of what some of the major credit card issuers are doing. They're cutting their risks by lowering spending limits on your credit card because of what's going on. People don't have jobs. How are they going to pay it back? That sort of thing. Discover says they're not lowering credit lines. I have a Discover card, and they actually increased my limit. I haven't used it for years. I haven't bumped it, but there's another bank called, what is it,
Synchrony Bank has a lot of, I have a Care Credit card that I use for vet bills, and so that's under Synchrony Bank. And mm-hmm. they have their tentacles in a lot of different areas, store credit and things like that. But the danger here is that they're not telling people, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to lower your credit limit or we're canceling your card. And mm-hmm. the problem is, as they lower your credit limit, your credit score goes down from this.
I don't understand
how we can't just, I mean, maybe this will turn
scam.
Into a class action
credit
lawsuit.
Credit scores are a scam.
Yeah,
scam.
It's a scam, but you need it. Yeah, you need it. And so I can't imagine
them to be the experts? Where'd that come from? There's no law that says, oh, you have to have your credit score approved by these three. Who the hell are they? Where do they get started? I mean,
I don't know, but the fact is, we, like Jen said, we live and die by them. So the fact that they're lowering people's credit limits without telling them, and in some cases, it's not even warranted. So mm-hmm. the advice that a lot of experts are giving, I saw this on CNBC last night, a lot of the experts are talking about this, saying, you know, if you still have your job, you should call all of your credit card companies and let them know that you still have a job and that you have not been furloughed and you're not on unemployment, and then that will prevent them from lowering your credit limit, which is important.
Trying to eliminate the anxiety that's interfering with your life and your happiness with information, that's the step. Follow what Victoria just told you. Call them and tell them you're alive and well. Thank you much. It's the 21 after the hour.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world.
Familiar voice.
It's my boyfriend. Hi.
Oh, yeah. You gonna muscle Gwen Stefani out of the picture? Is that it?
I'm gonna sneeze her out of the picture.
Oh, yeah. Them together.
Only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free. But that ain't gonna work for me.
It's obviously self-expression on their parts. They seem to be very much in love, the two of them. Gwen Stefani breaks Shelton here.
Just a phase.
Really? Yeah.
It's just a phase that's lasted like 4 years now.
I don't think they really like each other. Come on.
They seem very happy after their new song, this one, Nobody But You, hit number one on the country airplay chart. Gwen tweeted, trying to wrap my head around the fact that I even get to know Blake Shelton, let alone be on such a beautiful classic duet with you. Thank you for taking me along on this ride with you. I'm so grateful and blown away by all the support everybody has shown us. And Shelton congratulated her for her first country song going to number one on the country radio stations. I think this is a genuine thing between the two of them, frankly.
I think they're so cute. I know, Jen, I'm sorry, but I think they're really cute together.
Too bad, Jennifer.
That's all right.
Blake wrote, not bad for your first try. Thank you all as well. Not bad for your first try. What is she normally? She's a pop singer, right?
Yeah, pop and rock. So this was her first stab at a country song with him, and it worked.
Yeah.
It's a monster hit. It's really cool. They've actually, the last, back in the good old days, BC, before Corona, this was the last concert I saw. Remember, it was the beginning of March. Seems like 5 years ago.
Oh, that's
now,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
he met on
and
stage.
And she was there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
Their voices just sound really good together.
Like the rest of their whole thing. Blend. Good for them. Only you and God. Nobody but you, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. New music here on the DJB program, where we have music as a focus every hour during this portion of the program. So what do we have next for you? All right, well, we have Eric Church. He sings Holding My Own.
Finally holding my own.
Virtual Stagecoach 2020 performance. It's been put off till October, right? So the organizers of Sirius XM teamed up to present a series of live-streamed at-home performances. And chief among them was Eric Church here, delivered a moving rendition of his song, Hold My Own, off of Mr. Misunderstood from 2015. Song, new song, Jenny, Smoke a Little Smoke, some of it, part of this. Church has been a steady presence during the coronavirus situation. He debuted the resilient new song, Never Break Heart, during the AMC Country, Our Country special. Posted a powerful spoken word message last week that also served to preview another track called Through My Ray-Bans. Which the old Ray-Bans were what Roy Orbison used to wear. They're great sunglasses. Look cool. Are cool. In an interview last week, he predicted that his own tours won't resume until next year or when the vaccine comes out. For me, he said, I think it's summer or fall of 21. I'm going on the promise of a vaccine. I'm going on the possibility of a therapeutic that could change the game. Church, one of the headliners for the rescheduled Stagecoach Festival, supposed to be October 24th and 25th out in Indio, California, near Palm Springs, a little south of there. He's currently slated to perform on that final night. So, what do we think of this, ladies?
I don't really know him. I think that
I don't either. No,
I know Eric Church. He's not one of my like top tiers, but he's very rocky, and I like his voice. I think it sounds, he's got that good growl to it.
Mm. Okay, well, there we have. Maybe we'll find new fans for Eric Church through our exposure here on the DJV show. It's 28 after the...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
That as we see more of it now, we say, wait a minute, maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prized pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV Enterprise. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn with Doug, Stefan, and Victoria Keelan. What is next for us? We look around to figure out what is going on. We are in the now, for sure, but maybe we're trying to think about not the past, but what's going on in the future. What do you want to see? Well, we all would like to see this situation gone, for sure, because it has affected our feelings and our actions. So we'll manifesting a thought that this will all be clean. I think that's the thing. Thoughts are things. And if in your own mind you hold a good positive look into the future, I think that's what will help us get through a lot of this stuff. And maybe, you know, you hear the stories about these people, some of them well-known, some of them not, who'd suffered with this. A very, very close friend of mine called me yesterday and she expects to die. And listening to her voice and someone that I've known for, I don't know, 15, 20, 20, about 25 years, and to hear her She lives out in Washington State. Somebody that she and her husband ran my farm for 15 years, and then she moved out there. And she's not ever been, since her husband died, who was her whole life, she's never really been strong since then. And so she's in the hotbed of where all the activity was in Washington. And she was in the hospital, and she called me, and she said, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to speak to you again. And she was concerned because she has some cows that she wants me to take care of, and I told her I would. But you just listen to her voice. I don't know that I've had any calls.
So she has the virus, and she's in the hospital?
Yes, yeah.
And how just, creepy. Would you ever be in that position to call people and say, this is the last time I'm going to talk to you?
I don't know. I didn't put myself in that place, actually. She wanted me to take care of the cows. That's why she was calling more than anything else. But she was saying goodbye because she and I have been great friends. She's cared a lot on my farm for the animals. I have great feelings for her. But, I mean, think about that.
Like if she's in the hospital and she can talk on the phone, that she's not going to die from it.
Barely.
Because people go into the hospital and they're either on a ventilator right away and they never come off of it, or they go into the hospital, they get treatment, and then they leave.
Well,
so
I don't know enough about it.
One or the other.
I don't know. She was very weak. Her voice sounded, I could barely understand what she was saying. So I don't know what to tell you. I just know.
Well, I hope not. Like you said, a whole good thought.
Right. All right. So here's the story of a doctor who is actually a football player who returned to medicine. And now what's going on with him, Victoria? What's the story of, is it Lawrence Duvernay-Tardif? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. He is the offensive lineman on the Kansas City Chiefs, and he just won the Super Bowl back in February. And now he's actually the first medical doctor to ever play in the NFL. And so now he's 29 years old, and now he is a doctor once again. And he said his first day back in the hospital was April 24th. And he is, right now he's working in a long-term facility, long-term care facility outside of Montreal in Canada. He said he felt nervous the night before, but it was a good nervous, like before a game. But he said, now he's been doing this, and he said the work is just, has absolutely drained him, being in these long-term, you know, care facilities. It's a hotbed for the virus. And he said it's wild to think that just 10 weeks earlier, I played in the biggest game in sports. And as soon as this happened, he said he offered up his help. And he said he does not have a license to practice right now, but he is planning on getting one. He holds a doctorate in medicine. He doesn't have a specialty yet because he hasn't really gone through his residency. So that's all probably next for him. I don't know if he'll return to football. But the interesting thing about, he wrote this article in Sports Illustrated, and the interesting thing about it is, you know, the Super Bowl was in Miami this year, as we all remember. February 2nd was the date. And before the Super Bowl, he was asked about this virus. So a football player on the Kansas City Chiefs, who is a medical doctor, was being asked about this virus before February 2nd, but our government didn't even acknowledge that it was a thing until March. So how did that happen? That kind of makes you scratch your head. We have friends in Miami who have already had the virus, had a pretty bad case of it. One of them, they've recovered. But, you know, this was all over Miami. And people are now talking about the first death was February 6th in, I think, California, that we know of. But I think this virus was definitely down
last
in Miami
fall.
In January.
Yeah.
Or even maybe December.
Been in the country since last year. Yeah.
But I just think it's so bizarre that, like, our government was so slow to respond to this and acknowledge it, and yet a football player was being asked about it, in, you know, at the end of January. So, but good for him. He's back on, you know, he's on the front lines and wanting to do his part, wanting to help. So I think that's it's really brave of him. And he's also on the NFL, the Players Association Task Force. They're trying to determine when it would be safe to start football again. He said right now it's too soon to tell. But he's hoping that September will begin the season in some way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, limited, you know, capacity in the stadiums for the audience or spectators, or if they just play without an audience. I'm not sure. But I hope football moves forward because it generates a lot of money for the economy.
There's another story about another
Baseball's
doctor
coming back. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they're going to bring in both of them. Play in Arizona,
Florida.
What's their
plan? I haven't.
Well, that was the that's what I heard. They're that's one of the schools of thought is that they play either all in Arizona or Arizona, Florida, Texas. Well, now there's another plan that they'd actually play in their home stadium, but they'd reorganize the division to keep down travel. But according to Major League Baseball, they say that the 4th of July could be the weekend that baseball gets back to playing again. Now, nothing's like 100%, but they would play either in, they would definitely reorganize the league. That's a number one thing that would happen so that there'd be less traveling. But they're most likely thinking they're going to group the teams in Arizona, Texas, Florida, depending on health conditions. So it could be July 4th that we see baseball back. That would be great.
Wouldn't it be fun for July 4th to have America's pastimes kick up again? Yeah. Like, and that's great. I love
They're already working on the marketing for it, basically saying America's game is back on America's birthday. So that's
cool. Yeah.
Good. So to back it up a little bit, this story of Dr. Lorna Breen, who'd been the medical director of the emergency department at New York Presbyterian Hospital. She committed suicide. The story is not necessarily here to uplift you, but to make you aware of how much pressure, especially these ER doctors, are under right now. This woman was 49 years old, a brilliant physician, apparently, and because she'd been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last couple of months and seen pretty much everything, it got to her, and so she went to visit. She had to get out of there. She went down to Charlottesville, Virginia, to visit with her father, and she had no history of mental illness, or even of him. She was highly thought of, and so somehow or other, her father knew that there was something wrong. And that's why he said to her, "Why don't you come down here with me?" She'd been in the front line at the hospital day in, day out, and so she's a casualty as much as anybody else was of this thing. She said, "I don't know how to deal with the sadness. I don't know." That's what she told her father. "I don't know how to deal with the way these people are dying. It's so frustrating to me." That's what she, again, she told her father, and so she killed herself.
It's horrible.
I can't serve anymore because I can't do enough good because too many people have this. So that's not an indictment of anything. It just is when you think these people that we take for granted, first responders, doctors, a lot of people that are over the top with the pressures of trying to serve and save.
There needs to be a mental illness component to this too. People need to have some support for those people because clearly that's not necessarily a rational thought, right?
Which one?
To just end your life because
you can't. Oh, no, it's not. Not at all, no.
She needed help.
She did. And so that's why she went to see her father. And he thought that listening, you know, he said she had no history of this sort of problem, but it was very obvious to him that she was on a very treacherous path. And
I mean, some of the hospitals in New York are just so overrun, and we're talking about reopening in other parts of the country that, you know, really weren't hit that badly, but New York City is, we've got ER doctor friends in various hospitals and in the city right now working, and they said it's everything that you can imagine that when you see images from a third world nation of just bodies in the hallway and bodies everywhere, and no one has any family, no one can say goodbye. Nurses and doctors are being amazing. They're letting families FaceTime with the patients, you know, before they die. It's so much worse in New York City than what anyone can even imagine, and they're not putting cameras in. The news organizations are not allowed in, so we're not seeing those images like we've seen from Italy, but
which
it looks exactly like that. I don't know. I think it gives people a false sense of security, though. Without seeing the real severity of it, people are like, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. Even in New Jersey, people are acting like
That's why I told you that story. I would not normally tell a story like that, but because it was so obvious what was going on with her and how this thing has taken its toll.
It's
and I go back again to the source.
Yeah.
All these people who have died, all this problem that we have because of the Chinese government and what the Chinese are trying to do to us and the rest of the world. It's time we wake up to what is going on and what has gone on. There's also, you know, the sort of silly side. I don't know if this is silly, but Kim Kardashian has an announcement that we will discuss in a matter of moments here. For those of you who are big Kim Kardashian fans, that's up next here on the DJV Show.
A warm winter and wet spring is setting the stage for an extra buggy summer. And a recent survey finds that over 9 in 10 people are concerned about having bugs in their home. Zevo brand insect killer sprays are made without harsh chemicals. Instead, they use essential oils to target nerve receptors that are vital to insects. When used as directed, these sprays are deadly to bugs and safe for use around people and pets. Zevo products are available in-store and online at both Target and Home Depot.
Container gardens are a good option for those who have limited sun-exposed spaces or who want to start out by just learning the basics of growing herbs and vegetables. They're also one of the topics covered by noted landscape designer Doug Scott in a new video series from Exmark called Done in a Weekend. The free videos cover a broad range of home and garden topics for do-it-yourselfers and can now be viewed online at backyard.exmark.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier where you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. Grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for schedule or exclusions.
A human's most basic need is providing sufficient food for themselves and for their families.
I'm not going to work. My kids aren't going to school. My wife's not going to work.
We're all American. We should all be doing everything we can.
This is happening in cities across America.
Join us on Thursday, April 30th, as we fight hunger.
We all help out each other when things get rough.
Together.
We just stick together.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of the coronavirus.
This Thursday, we'll join radio stations and radio hosts across the country to help provide needed food.
Listen Thursday and visit DJVShow.com to learn how you can help feed America. It's easy, and every penny goes to somebody in need.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Kim Kardashian is going to auction herself off. That probably didn't sound right. Going to have lunch.
Not the first
time. I knew you. Stop making me laugh. I can't do that.
Aw.
This is the all-in challenge.
Suffer.
So.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's got broken ribs.
Oh, my God. It hurts.
Wow, Jen, I thought you were the nice one.
Stop it!
Doug, just think. This is the woman who wants to be in charge of your life support.
I won't kill him. I won't kill him. I'll just bring him to the brink a few times.
Right.
Jesus, girl, I get two broken ribs and she's making me laugh.
All I yelled was, suffer!
Oh, my God, Jen, you're, like, really hurting him.
Oh, no.
God.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, now that we're out of time. Yeah, nice job, Jennifer.
That was a minute and a half of just torturing Doug.
Oh, my God, that hurts. Ay, ay, ay.
Look at her laughing.
The hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier where you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warren Eckstein time here on the DJV program. Warren is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country. Great advice for people who have animal problems like dog pees on the couch. What do you do with that? How do you fix that problem? Warren's right there at the ready with good advice for all of us and all of you. Today is International Guide Dog Day, Warren. The guide dogs, you have, I'm sure, some stories about training guide dogs, how they provide opportunity for social interaction, greater independence. Is it mostly for blind adults, the guide dogs? Are they exclusively for the blind, or who else could benefit?
Well, the guide dogs are primarily for people that have visually challenged. However, I've never worked that much with guide dogs. I've guided some people helping them. However, the other dogs train for different challenges. For example, I personally trained the first hearing dogs in the United States, the first seizure detection dogs in the United States. That's when I was working with Assistance Dogs International as their head trainer. So they're amazing animals. They really take someone who has a challenge, whether it be visual or hearing challenge, whatever that challenge may be, and they give that person the ability to feel independent, confident. It makes all the difference in the world. Everyone I've ever spoken to that has a guide dog or some other type of service, legitimate service dog, feels the same way, that their life was given back to them based on the fact of feeling more confident and independent now that they have something alongside of them that can help them see or help them hear.
Guide Dogs of America was founded 70 years ago, and they're the ones that are sponsoring this event, as you can imagine. But it's a great, it's quite a, I think, quite a, there are all kinds of, the reason I asked you about blind, because I think there are a lot of different kinds of guide dogs that I've come across. Anyway, as you just explained, how you trained those who are working with those who can't hear.
The seizure dogs are amazing.
The seizure dogs, the
yeah,
dogs
they're incredible
that
how
smell
they
smell cancer.
They're using dogs now. I just read an article. They're training dogs
for
now
corona.
In Europe for corona, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing they pick up on the most.
So what would a dog in the, how would a dog involve himself or herself in the corona? What would be the, what's the key there?
Well, what happens is you can separate the virus. Every virus, everything has a different scent, a different odor. Dogs have an incredible. Remember, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out narcotics and bombs, so I had to be on target with them. So the thing that we have to remember is that once we can separate the scent of the coronavirus, what we can do is train dogs to react to that scent the same way they would react to heroin or cocaine or some other type of drug. So when a person comes in that has it, the dog would be able to kind of sniff them and react accordingly to let the medical people know that perhaps this person is suffering with corona. Great idea, by the way. I think it's, you know, the first detection dog I ever trained was for a woman in Massachusetts that had epilepsy, and she was always falling down and people thought she was drunk. So we trained the dog for it. It was amazing the way the people reacted once they saw the dog had a vest on that said, you know, I'm not drunk, I'm not an alcoholic, please get me help. Just amazing animals. And we're just really touching on the benefits of service animals for us.
Mm-hmm. We missed National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. At least I didn't talk about it with you, and I didn't talk about it much on the air, even though I have a bulldog. What came to me out of this was an understanding, or maybe not an understanding, but a curiosity as to how you can breed dogs, bulldogs. I have English bulldog, but Charlotte Ann was an English bulldog, and Daisy May is an English bulldog. But how do they get them to look so much different? What happens in the breeding process? Bulldogs started popping up in about 5 centuries ago. So where'd they come from, and how have we gotten to the point where the French bulldog looks different than the English one and the American one? How's that happen?
It's all genetics. In other words, what people do is they...
Yeah, but where does it start, though?
I'll give you an example. Let's take the Doberman, for example. What they did with a Doberman, for example, they would add greyhound to make the dog leaner and faster. So they'd start breeding the Dobie with the greyhound. Then they'd get like mixed breed or a crossbreed. And with breeding going down and down and down, ultimately they can design whatever breeds they want to breed. For example, why are so many dogs in England born without tails? Why do so many English dogs not have tails? The reason is, in England, if a dog had a tail years ago, you had to pay a tax. It was considered a working dog. So if a dog didn't have a tail, you didn't have to pay a tax. It was considered the type of dog that was herding or whatever they were doing. So there's reasons people specifically bred.
So they started cutting the tails off, and that just became genetic.
There you go.
Genetic and advancement. I don't know,
the genes change. I mean, there's still dogs that have their tails cut, which I hate. But the bottom line is, yeah, genetically things change.
Well, I suppose you could say the same thing then for their noses. I've been fortunate. The two bulldogs I've had have had long noses. Some of them don't, and that makes for more problems as they get older. I think, right? Their breeding problems, etc.
With the different noses, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That's how it happens, folks. The different genetics. Warren's in the know, on the go. Listen to the Pet Show and check it out at thepetshow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.